In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn about the reality which is a collective of all the details of reality. All the worlds, including our world, the laws that are in it, the connection between all the details, the ingredients of the reality, and that its functioning depends in the man. And all the reality is eventually a result of the inner state of a person, because the man is the kli vessel which in it that reality is felt, is measured. We cannot talk about something that is outside of us. Therefore, before the man comes to the lesson, that the studying is like another experiment that he's doing, another research that he's performing. Meaning, we have to arrange all this picture to position it correctly. That everything that he feels, himself and his environment and the spiritual world that he is expecting to find, to reveal, everything, all of this is a result of his vessels, and only by his vessels depending what will be his world eternally. On the one hand, in the scientific manner, that a man does not have only what he sees, meaning according to the equivalence of his vessels with what is found outside of him. This is how the new reality will look to him. On the other hand, it is not that everything depends on him, but there is an upper law that is found above him, that even though the man is a result of nature, he thinks that he is above nature. And here we have to determine the correct attitude that is from the both sides, actually, both under the nature and both above nature. We have to understand that anyway we are under the general law that controls all the reality. This is a law of light, of bestowal, which is eternal. And the reality is found under that law, under the light. And in reality of this reality, we already rule. And it looks to us, and it is felt to us, according to the equivalence of form, with that light, with the law of the light, the eternal bestowal. Therefore, when a man arranges all these matters and also understands that in this reality he is eventually is found against the light, and his measure of equivalence of form with the light is his connection with the other details of reality, first the souls. So out of it, he prepares himself correctly to research that he's now going to perform during the lesson. Meaning that he wants to get into the profundity of that picture of reality that he stabilized for himself, to find in it more connections, more datums, more discernments. And all of this he builds out of his yearning to connect with that reality, to be the bestower like it. And then his research turns into building of oneself. And it turns out that on the one hand he's found above nature because he uses the power of light in order to change himself. On the other hand, he is intentionally advancing and gluing himself more to nature, more to reality. And this is how he is closing the circuit. Through him it is closed. The bestowal of the light on the one hand and the substance of the on the other hand, and the man makes from it the man, the structure which is certainly similar to the light, to the power of the upper force, the godliness. So to stabilize the correct picture before the lesson and to worry from this picture to get into more profundity, more connection with them by using the power, the upper power, the surrounding light that will give us an urge of more giving. This is actually the goal of the lesson and the right performing of the lesson. Meaning the wisdom of Kabbalah, we do not learn, we operate, we execute.